On the show today, we have Alabama One Credit Union's very own Jackie Johnson and Bill Wells and Martin Houston all talking about how their Bridge Builders Conference does amazing things for the community as well as the credit union. So check it out. Before we get into our interview, I just want to give you a quick heads up on our CU Knowledge Hub page. It is our page that's just loaded with free downloadable content, which includes white papers, webinars, product guides, case studies, industry analysis, and a whole lot more. And it's all provided by experts and vendors within the credit union industry. So go check it out today. That's CU Knowledge Hub. And now on to the interview. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have a full house here from the folks from Alabama One Credit Union. And I'm going to start with ladies first. Right there in the middle is Jackie Johnson. Jackie, how are you? They're right there at the head of the table.
Yes, I'm doing well, Mike. How are you?
Doing great, doing great. Thank you for asking. Happy holidays to everybody, by the way, as well. So, and then to Jackie's right, I'm going to say is Bill Wells, Alabama One Credit Union CEO. Bill, how are you, sir?
Doing very good today. We appreciate you having us.
Oh my gosh, my pleasure, my pleasure. And then to Jackie's left, thank you for pointing that out, Jackie. last but not least, is Martin Houston. Martin, how are you, sir?
Doing well. I'm glad to be with you. Thanks for having us.
Oh, you're very welcome. You guys are very welcome. Well, the last time I spoke with Jackie, you kind of introduced me to this thing, this event that you guys have called the Bridge Builders Conference. And I want to start out, Jackie, I'm going to start out with you, kind of give us a quick summary on the Bridge Builders Conference. What is it and what's it all about? And then I'll let Bill and Martin join in as well.
Sure, Mike. Bridge Builders, this year is our second year annual conference. We do it annually. And basically, it's a conference where Bill has just kind of singled out a way for us to go out in the community and pull together what we think are the three most important pillars, which are faith, education, and community. And so each year we pull together all three of those pillars and come together and also incorporate, of course, financial wellness, because we are a credit union. Mm-hmm. But we want to really, each year we dive in with a different focal point. This year for 2020, of course, it was creating lasting change. And of course, it hit home because of COVID and where we are. And so next year, we're already focusing on education and what that looks like, especially through virtual learning. And so we put this conference on once a year, normally fourth quarter. And it's normally an in-person event. And it's this year we did a virtual event with some in-person, and it was about a half a day conference, really full with some great speakers. And so we're really excited about it.
Fantastic. And Bill, I'm going to come to you here. So when this idea started, what sparked this idea? And I'm assuming Jackie, you're behind all of this in a very good way. So when you heard about this, or when you guys were kind of brainstorming about it, what were your thoughts and what did you hope to accomplish with this event?
Well, really, in one of my previous lives, I was a banker, and we kind of did a faith-based conference. Really, what's under banking is the Community Reinvestment Act, and what's so neat about credit unions, they do the Community Reinvestment Act all the time. That is just the genesis of what they do. And so when I came over to the credit union world about 5 years ago, I knew I wanted to put in a financial wellness program. But we had some other issues we had to deal with as far as the credit union. So we were going to lay the foundation. And Jackie joined us in January of 2019. And I think it was around April or May, Jackie and I were meeting talking about the program. And I came up with kind of the idea for her to start thinking about doing a conference, a faith-based conference.
Cool.
And she asked, really, when do we think she'd do it? And I said, well, it'd be great if we did it this year. But she could do it next year if she wanted to. But I would kind of think about doing it this year. And she took on the challenge and did it for November 2019.
Okay.
Was, as she said, our first conference.
Wow. Talk about putting your feet to the fire. Holy smokes.
You did.
Pressure's on. Pressure's on. Now, Martin, I mean, I want to come to you about what are some of the goals behind this? And I want to get your role in it as well. So what are some of the goals behind this event that you guys want to achieve?
Well, I think you can, you know, we've said it's faith-based, and we've talked about the the community that we focus on, meaning community leaders, mostly nonprofits, churches, and education. I think the name kind of tells the goal.
Oh, yeah.
Bridge Builder. I think our ultimate goal is to help bring about connections between those leaders in those different departments, as well as the individuals mm-hmm. in those departments. A lot of times there's resources out there or information out there, but they're not connected or interwoven. So part of what we do through Bridge Builders is actually that build bridges to communities. If we could tell you some of the individual stories and connections that have happened, that's probably been one of our quietly behind the scenes, one of our biggest joys is just seeing the individual bridges that have been built. But overall, I would say that's the goal. And my role is kind of to be a cheerleader. This is a passion of mine from the community standpoint. So I kind of help implement Bill's vision by working hand in hand with Jackie, with bringing in the speakers and helping set topics and direction.
And I appreciate them saying my vision. We talk about
it's our vision.
Our vision.
They are the ones that are implementing. It's really their vision. I mean, they've started it. It's really my job to kind of plant the seed. And they're the ones that are really nurturing it and have grown it and continue to grow it every time. So again, I appreciate them saying that me, I always tell Martin, it's ours, not you and they. So really Jackie and Martin, what I say to them as a team have really taken this on. You have to have a passion about it. In the past, I had a community reinvestment team and they were just passionate about what they did. It's a life calling. And that's what we really see. You know, Jackie, we hired her for this.
Right.
But Martin really started our insurance agency, but he had a passion for doing this. And just as our discussions over it, it was a natural combination for our team, our credit union, for these two to be the leaders of our initiative.
Yeah. And when you can capture that passion in a bottle, so to speak, my gosh, then just great things happen. It sounds like that's what's happening here. Jackie, I'm going to come to you on this one. So I know it's only in your second year and 2020 was kind of a wacky year because everything was virtual, but what benefits have you guys seen for the credit union as well as members from this event? What benefits have you guys seen so far?
Several, I think just the, kind of speaking to what Martin said earlier about just the relationships that are being built. And I know I sent you some of the footage from this year and you may remember these particular speakers, but we actually brought in a gentleman from Georgia who I've known for years, Bishop Kevin Benton, and he's spoken for the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. And he and David Cottingham, who is locally here in Tuscaloosa, have built this friendship like no other. Like they speak probably at least twice a week. They're just their love and their passion from the faith side of it, mm-hmm. God and where we're wanting to take and groom individuals has just, I mean, it's amazing the friendship that has come out of it. So that was one great thing because we just constantly said, you know, what is this going to look like? How is it really going to impact? And then looking at the first year and the second year, the repeat people or members that we've had come back and attend the conference and speak very highly of it is another great impact. And we've just kind of really pulled or bridged together some important contacts. And so for me, that's what I'm seeing so far in the first 2 years.
And I'm glad you brought
it's really,
oh, go ahead, Bill.
I was gonna say it is to make a difference in our communities and in our members' lives. And so we talk about Bridge Builders, but Jackie has a great financial wellness program they put in every month that they do a seminar and talk about how to improve. So how we're doing it is just making sure we impact our communities. And we feel that's really the mission of a credit union.
Yeah.
We feel very great about what we're doing. And this is just our second step. You know, in the banking world, I used to say it's the softer side of banking. To us in the credit union world, this is just what we do day in, day out.
Yeah, it's in the DNA for sure. And Martin, what is it? I know this year was a little bit different, understatement of the year, but What does it look like? Is it, I mean, obviously the in-person version, what does it look like? Obviously you bring in these great speakers and just people from the community come in and just check it out, or how does it work? What does it look like?
Well, of course we say this faith-based, and there's a scripture that says we make our plans and God orders our steps. We are one of those that believe that you just embrace where you are.
Right.
And COVID actually has probably taken this conference to the next level.
Really?
We will go back and have some in person,
right,
but we because of the way we were able to do it, we actually think we had greater impact in the COVID type of world, because as a credit union, we've expanded statewide in terms of our reach, in terms of credit union, but we're new to those areas.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had people that would have never came to the right. in-person right. version, but we were able to reach out to that new seg of potential clients via this conference. And now we're actually on that seg training calendar every single month.
Wow.
Because the guy that's over the training was a part of Bridge Builder. So the conference itself, what it looks like this year, we will probably, we'll have some in person, mm-hmm. but we will plan this one kind of more or as much on the virtual side as we, you know, do the in-person side, mm-hmm. because we reached the state of Alabama, Georgia, Florida,
wow.
Washington State. Yeah. I mean, so it became more than we even envisioned. And we believe because of the way we did it, we used more of a panel discussion this year than we did. Last year was more individual changing classes, but it seemed like the panel discussion really resonated with everyone from in person as well as those online. So we'll incorporate some of those things and have a little bit of what we had the year before.
Bill, it sounds like you guys might have to expand your field of membership again. My gosh.
That's our plan. You know, when Jackie, you were talking about the first time we met at a conference center, and we have a local Coliseum, and she said, what's your goal? And I said, well, we want to fill out the Coliseum. So now in the COVID area, we want to expand out everywhere, because we think that other credit unions can use this format for their areas and be impactful. That's how you spread the word about financial wellness, we believe.
Another thing I would say is we're open to help do that, because I think the biggest thing for me getting into the credit union world is just how much of a cooperation you have amongst the different credit unions in different names. So for us, this is, we can't reach everyone, but we are going to do our best to reach everyone we can.
Yeah.
But if there's other credit unions out there that's thinking about it, looking for it, you know, we're open to help with that, because it's a passion to help get and reach as many people as possible.
Well, if this thing keeps growing, you just might reach everybody. So that be careful what you wish for, Martin. So Jackie, because that was the next question I was going to ask you, is like, what advice do you have for other credit unions who may want to do something like this? Because I could see this spreading to other credit unions in the nation for sure. So what advice do you have for those folks who are like, hey, you know what? This looks like a pretty good idea. Let's try it too. So what advice do you have for them?
I would say go for it. Definitely. I've learned since being here with Bill, I'll say his name purposely, to sometimes do it afraid, but also not to to procrastinate and put it off. But for those credit unions, I would say definitely, that's how we had someone from Washington State on the line.
Yeah.
A member of the National Youth Involvement Board that I'm a part of heard about it and said, I want to see what it looks like. And so they were able to get on and attend the conference as well, because they want to do it. I would say, please do it. Reach out to me directly. If you need any help, Bill has always wants us to extend our hand to help anyone that is interested in doing this. It is so fulfilling. I will tell you, the first year, even though I was afraid and did it, but and someone actually captured this picture of me, and I actually remember that moment. It was right at the end, and we were all saying our, you know, we were ending the conference, and Martin was speaking, and I said, please don't call me up, because I thought I was just going to bawl crying, because I was so excited at what we had achieved and how it had touched people. And people were giving testimonies right then about how the conference was great and all of those things. And so if you're looking as a credit union to do something that is really fulfilling, that reaches those, and it may only be a few at the beginning, but whoever is there, it's meant for them. And so, and one last thing I wanted to mention, I thought Martin was going to mention it, but you were talking about what does the conference look like. Yeah. This year, we had a panel of what we call Gen Talk for the generations, the different generations. And we had that panel was a makeup of millennials and Gen Zers. And when I tell you, it was eye-opening for all of us here at this table, on how we need to interact with them for going forward in the future and what their expectations are and how do we get them on board to things that we're doing. And so that Gen Talk panel will be a part of Bridge Builders, you know, forever going forward. And it was just a learning opportunity for us as well. You know, we've been out here a long time collectively, but what we learned from that particular panel was amazing. So I would say to our listeners, hey, grab a millennial, grab a Gen Zer, and talk to them. Have a conversation, because they have a lot to offer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. For sure. Go ahead, Martin.
I would add to that, the Gen Zer talk, a lot of times we talk about what everyone else got from it. I think we as a credit union have gotten from this as well, because part of our growth model incorporates or includes Gen Zers, millennials. We're going to have to reach that market. And part of what we're doing is to reach them, but to have them want to be a part of our credit union, want to be a part of our conversation. And now we're even once a quarter, we're going to be hosting a Gen Talk with millennials. Wow. Ongoing. But that was all. But the part that's interesting is that entire segment all came because of a Gen Zer that was at the previous conference that said, hey, by the way, y'all talking to everybody but me.
Yeah.
And so she was there and she was like, y'all forgot about me. And it made us as a credit union remember, hey, we have to make sure that we're reaching all of our members, all our diverse group of members. And I would say to those who are interested in learning more, all of our information, you can go to the Alabama One YouTube channel, and all of the conferences there, free to, cool, for them to look at and see. And then if they want to follow up, they can follow up with it.
Right. I'll put that in my show notes. I'll put that in the show notes for sure, so people can click on it and get right to it. Good stuff. So many silver linings in this, you know, from what we've experienced this year, but a lot of good things actually have come of it. So, and things that we discovered, you know, it's like, wow, we can really do that or this. And, you know, this conference is a great example of that. It's like, oh my gosh, you know, this pandemic really screwed everything up, but let's do it anyway. And all of a sudden you discover these great things that can happen from it. So just, I love kind of the silver lining type talk that happens from these things. And this is a great example of it. Guys, I'm going to let you get back to work. Anything else to add here before I let you get back to work, Bill?
The one thing I would say is it's a passion, but it always is what Martin was getting to. There's a business reason. Mm-hmm. And the business reason is the more that we believe that our members are empowered with financial literacy, financial wellness, and we provide the products and services really as an empowerment to them. And so everything we're driven, it is a business. It's just not a good feel. We believe there's a true need in our communities for financial wellness,
right,
and we're meeting that need. But it is also driving products and services into our credit union. So there is a business reason behind it. You can have passion. It can be good feel, but there has to be a business reason, right, mm-hmm, for doing it. And we believe that's what feels good. And then with these two, they have led a great initiative for us. But our whole team has, right, really rallied around, mm-hmm, this. And I think that's what, for another credit union, if they're looking for something really to rally their team around, this is something that their team members can really get behind and really feel good about what they're doing, impacting other people's lives. And that's what we really want to do as far as being a credit union.
You have to be passionate. You have to have passionate people to spearhead it, but I believe it has to be a part of your core DNA as an organization, or it'll just be a program over here that everybody thinks is a nice to have and a checkbox. Here, it's a part of who we are and what we do. And that goes from, you know, our CEO all the way down to our tellers, because we have every level of individual that are involved at some degree in the different things that we're doing, not just the Bridge Builders Conference.
Gotcha. Good stuff. Jackie, I'll let you have the last word.
Yeah, I just want to appreciate the opportunity, Mike, that you're giving us to kind of put this out there. We are open and available to help any credit union that's interested in doing, you know, either the exact conference, similar conference, or, you know, just wanting to hear about financial wellness and how we do it. And it's a great feel good, but it's also understanding that it's going to grow our credit union as well. Mm-hmm. But we appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, indeed. Sure. Anytime. And as you were talking, Bill, I was thinking about when you do things like this, people are, all of you guys, people want to do business with organizations that do things like this. So there's a trust and there's a loyalty and there's a passion behind it all. It's like, yeah, I want to put my money with them because they're doing such great things for the community. So yeah, I think, again, it's a two-way street for sure. So, and I commend you guys for doing this, and especially in such a challenging year. Oh my gosh. So I can't wait to see what you guys have for year number three. So let's circle back around for year number three and see what you guys have planned. All right.
That sounds good.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Well done. Keep up the good work, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
You are welcome.